The jazz trio The Bad Plus is known for its critically acclaimed, if somewhat unorthodox, covers, including takes on Nirvana, Pink Floyd, and here, Stravinsky. But on their new CD, and for the first time in the trio's 10-year history, The Bad Plus plays all original material, including this selection. That's Never Stop from the new CD of the same name by The Bad Plus. Bassist Reed Anderson, pianist Ethan Iverson, and drummer Dave King. They begin a U.S. tour this week, and joining us from the Carnegie Hall Studios in New York, two out of the three, Reed Anderson. Reed, welcome.
Thanks, Robin.
And pianist Ethan Iverson. Ethan, welcome to you as well.
Thanks.
Okay, so here are some of the bouquets the critics are throwing at you. The New York Times recently says, here's a jazz piano trio with the heart and gall of a stadium rock band. They call it superhero jazz. How would you define the sound? What would you want people to call it?
Well, you know, we really blew it, Robin, when we started the Bad Plus. We should have come up with a name to tell everybody what our music was. However, we can tell you we love songs, we love the avant-garde, we love improvisation, and we love jazz, and we love rock, and all of those things are honored in our music.
Still, when it comes right down to it, when people call you anything, they call you a jazz trio. And so we're thinking jazz trios. Let's just start with Keith Jarrett, Gary Peacock, Jack DeJohnette. Did you set out to, you know, emulate any jazz trios that we might know?
No, we set out to really to sound like ourselves. You know, you mentioned Keith Jarrett and Jack DeJohnette and Gary Peacock. That's a great example of a piano-based drums trio that they don't sound like anyone else. They sound like themselves, and our heroes are the people who do that.
Yeah. That's Reed Anderson, bassist for The Bad Plus. And the song Never Stop, we were reading on an NPR blog interview that you did that you call this pop candy. It's music that you've actually played for fashion shows?
Yeah, in fact, it was written for a fashion show. We played Fashion Week.
Oh, whose show?
Isaac Mizrahi.
Oh.
It's really kind of an emotional thing, playing for a huge fashion show. And, you know, I don't know if we're superhero jazz, like that blurb suggests, but we're certainly interested in sort of grand emotions and sort of like a grand canvas. That song is, it's full out.
It sounds like you're, you know, that's another sign of the Bad Plus. You have no fear of going deep into the emotional wells.
I'd say that's true. And I also think that we're exploring all of the possibilities. You know, a lot of the music, in fact, on the latest album is quite introspective and quiet.
Well, let's listen to one that's actually being called Ravishing. This is People Like You. Let's listen. Just lovely. Ethan Iverson, are you there on piano? Was there a moment when, wow, we really are a trio? Is there a moment when the chemistry changed?
Well, you know, there's a kind of a funny story about the Bad Plus is that we played together once in 1989. Mm-hmm. We sort of grew up together.
And where's that?
Minnesota, and I'm from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So we played one session. The three of us played just a little informal jam session, which was, you know, just sort of happened. And then 10 years later, we got together again and played another session. And somehow our life experience, you know, within that 10 years, something changed. And it was sort of immediately apparent, I think, to all three of us that this was some music that we hadn't heard before.
I guess that sort of whatever that is that happens is most important when you trust each other to just go off. Ethan Iverson, I want to listen to a little of 2 p.m. This is Ethan Iverson, Reed Anderson, and drummer David King with some free jazz.
part of it sort of sounds like the Hams beer commercial. And I like acknowledging sometimes those influences that are whatever you're surrounded by as a kid or whatever you grow up with, you should just let it out if it's in there. You don't have to worry necessarily about being the hippest New York jazz musician or something.
Well, and in fact, Reed Anderson, you've got a song, Snowball. Every time you hear this, you say you hear the midnight snowfall. Do you mean that literally, a Minnesota snowfall?
Yeah. I think that's something, if you're from that part of the world, I'm sure in Boston you can relate as well. Like, there's that certain kind of, you know, still quiet, snowy evening, and that's a powerful emotion.
Let's listen, Snowball. We're talking to members of the Bad Plus about their new CD, Never Stop, which is their first CD that it's entirely made up of their own music. In the past, they've maybe thrown in a cover or two. And I just want to ask you about one. This is Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit from your 2003 CD, These Are the Vistas. Reed, why this song?
One of the fundamental aspects of jazz is that it's always engaged with the popular music of its time, and that kind of got broken as we got into the 1960s and later. And we just felt that it was important to connect with that. And also, that was such a massive piece of music. It just felt sort of right to take on the challenge of, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to take the biggest song of the last 10 years.
Your new record, Never Stop, celebrates 10 years of playing together, and yet a lot of people are treating you as the next big thing. Do you feel that shift? Do you feel a sudden gain in notice? Or do you feel, you know, hey, we've been around, we don't care what anyone thinks?
We're just going to outweigh them all. No, I mean, we feel really fortunate to have had the chance to play our music and to build an audience over these years, too. That's something that's really important to us.
You know, actually being the next big thing at 10 years is nothing. I want to be the next big thing after 50 years of the Bad Plus. That's what I'm waiting for.
That's pianist Ethan Iverson, and we've also been speaking to bassist Reed Anderson. The two of them, along with drummer Dave King, are the jazz trio The Bad Plus. Their latest CD is Never Stop. Ethan, Reed, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.